Mr. Vice President, my delegation thanks High Commissioner for her contribution to tackling human rights challenges and the OSHR for technical assistance in support of member states. We join the renewed call for the OSHR to work in a fair and depoliticized manner guided by the principle of universality, impartiality, objectivity, and non-selectivity, and to engage in constructive dialogues based on verified source of information and genuine cooperation. Early this month, the OSHR spokesperson made an unfounded and prejudiced allegation that the opposition candidate in our country were reluctant to register electoral complaints. The fact is that while she was giving a biased narrative of Cambodia, our electoral body ruled in favor of protests lodged by an opposition candidate. The list is not exhaustive. In another instance, the OSHR has for years kept sheer silence on dangerous populist rhetoric of certain opposition elements in Cambodia, whose approach is to spread disinformation, throw indiscriminate insult and slander, incite racial hatred and xenophobia, and call on sedition with cash offer. Genuine cooperation without any hidden agenda is expected from all UN agencies, whose role is to support, not interfere, internal affairs of the member states. Lastly, we appreciate China for receiving the High Commissioner visit, leading to the creation of annual senior strategic meeting and a working group to facilitate human rights cooperation. We encourage the OSHR to engage in constructive interaction and cooperation with China. I thank you.